The following is an interview with Peggy Hodgins McGregor about the reopening of her family's business, BAP 148, in Shawville on May 1st.
All right, so can you explain a little bit about the process here, going from when the shop burned down to reopening here today?
So the fire was December 8th, and then everything just got put in limbo for a while. You know, the bureaucracy that goes with having a fire when you're dealing with inspectors and you're dealing with insurance companies and adjusters and all that. That took quite a while, actually, especially with Christmas over the holidays. Yes. Yeah. So it took a while for that. That was like a couple months almost. So with it also being Christmas and winter and the holidays, we had to wait for all of that to be done first. And then it was the cleanup. So that itself takes a lot. And we tried to do a lot of it ourselves. So between that and then operating the other business, Gord was also still working. So that's kind of processed from there. And then we managed to get it fixed. So here we are. We had to get the local electrical, local heating supply back in because we had just bought a whole new heating system and had to get it redone. I couldn't open, even though my shop had less physical damage to it, I couldn't open without electricity, without water, and without heat. So that had to be completed first. So I just rented space for a while. All the clients that had been serviced here were being serviced in Bristol. So we're really thankful we had that location because it was tire season coming back again into the spring and we store tires. So none of our clients' tires were damaged or any of that, but they just had to go to Bristol and they were able to do that, work some extra hours and do things like that. So
you talk a little bit about some of the renovations you had to do. Was there quite a bit of smoke damage throughout the building? So
the actual most of the physical damage was done on the garage side. So that is where it needed to be fully gutted. And then that's where needed electrical. That's where we needed to do the work. So all new fire retardant drywall, a lot of structural stuff that was there. We needed a new wheel alignment machine, some equipment to go along with that because a lot of that sustained damage. So that got all redone. In here on this side in the showroom area and the barbershop was strictly more water and smoke. So in here was just more paint, refreshing of everything. And the yoga loft still isn't done yet because it needs a whole new ceiling. It needs painting. And so it was kind of on the third thing to do. Garage was most important, then myself and the yoga loft.
Do you have a timeline of when the yoga loft will be back in business there?
I'm hoping, and my yoga students are hoping probably within the next month is absolutely the sooner the better. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping for the 1st of June.
Perfect. Anything else to add there?
I think it's just to let everybody know that we are up and operational because a lot of our, some of our senior clients aren't on social media. They do listen to the radio. They do read the newspapers and things. So just good old word of mouth. We had another radio station that was here earlier today and they were doing some bonuses and we had some food and stuff here earlier and too. So just good old word of mouth and things like that. But no, just that we're all fully operational now and excited to have all of our customers back.